boys kiss me, some boys hug me, I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. They can beg and they can plead, but they can't see the light.
That's right.
Cause a boy with the cold hard cash, always Mr. Right. Cause we are living in the material world, and I am a material girl. You know that we are living in the material world, and I am a material girl.
Hey Freaks, it's Thursday, July 26th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, we are raising a nation of genderless babies, plus epic crab battles, a gay man's eyewitness report, and death by tit shock. All this, put your voicemails today on the award-losing Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Everybody, it's time to go. Let's go with the flow. It's for the show.
Yeah! Tim Henson back here with you doing a show for everyone. Normally on Thursdays, we do sideshow exclusive episodes, but because I did not do a program yesterday, or rather I played a best of program for you, everything has been pushed back a day. So today we're doing a program on the free side here. Tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. And then this weekend, another episode of DV. I'm always working for you. Unless I arbitrarily decide to take a day off, like I did yesterday. I was just tired. I was busy doing dumb adult errand shit. I still got to bed very late, even though I didn't really accomplish much. Here's how you know you're getting old. If I don't get at least, I don't know, 6 hours of sleep, I wake up sore. Like, I'm sore today. My neck and shoulders are sore. I want someone to rub Ben Gay on me. Or just have a gay named Ben grind up against me. That works too. All of a sudden, my back isn't sore anymore. My ass is sore. Thanks to Gay Ben's big fat dick. That sounds like an old-timey product. Gay Ben's big fat dick. Ask for it by name. There aren't a lot of products that are being released nowadays that like have someone's name in there. Uncle Ben's rice. Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. Things like that. Listen, speaking of gays, when there's a tragedy on the news, reporters never go to gay guys for eyewitness reports. You never see a gay guy on the news describing the perp or the killer or the shooter. Do you ever wonder why that is? Well, I've got an answer for you. Gays tend to focus on the wrong details. That may sound homophobic, but I've got some proof today. Recently, in California, there was a shooting. You may have heard about the Trader Joe's shooting. Yeah, the grocery store Trader Joe's. It didn't all go down at Trader Joe's. For those of you that don't know what happened, this all unfolded Saturday afternoon with a family dispute in South Los Angeles. The suspect, Gene Evan Atkins, shot his grandmother and then fled in a car, taking with him a 17-year-old girl who was grazed by a bullet. That may have been Atkins' girlfriend. So then he went to Trader Joe's. I don't know, he had to pick up some pirate's booty or whatever. I guess police were pursuing him in the car. He crashed into a pole near a Trader Joe's. There's like a shootout in the Trader Joe's parking lot. All of the customers were like running to the front of the store, rubbernecking. Oh, everyone's got to see what's going on. I'm sorry, if I hear gunshots, I am running in the opposite direction, not towards the bullets. Anyway, so everyone's like running to the front of the store as if, you know, the glass windows are going to protect them from bullets. And sure enough, one of the workers there got shot, and it was by police. You know, the suspect, I think, was like shooting at the cops. The cops were returning fire. One of the bullets accidentally hit an employee. How do I know it was an accident? The employee was not black. That is how you know it was an accident. Anyway, as this was all unfolding, KABC News was on the scene where they made the grave mistake of asking a gay about the suspect. Take a listen.
I'm sure it was, and we're very glad that you're safe. Miguel, you're the first person we've spoken with who's gotten eyes on this suspect. Can you describe him for us?
He is a buff, sexy black guy.
have you ever heard this type of description, right? He's describing an active shooter. People are being shot at and killed. This is what comes to mind when you're asked to describe the cold-blooded killer in front of you. He's pretty. Big dick-sucking lips, chiseled body. As my eyes continue to work down his frame, I can't help but notice the big fat cock and balls bulge. Oh, I would like that thing in my asshole. Like, what if this guy, the shooter, was on the loose? And this is the only thing we had to go by. We're looking for a man who has a big dick, pouty cock-sucking lips, and a chiseled body.
With dread.
Oh, hold on here. I gotta rewind that.
Very glad that you're safe. Miguel, you're the first person we've spoken with who's gotten eyes on this suspect. Can you describe him for us?
He is a buff, sexy black guy with dread. Mm. And he's maybe like 6 inches. Maybe like 6, if not 5'11". He's around 6 feet. He's really buff. And that's it. He ran fast. He got out of there.
He runs fast. He may have been a track and field guy. We're looking for someone who may have participated in cross country in high school. If you know someone who's buff and runs fast, the police want to talk to you. I love that. He said the guy was buff multiple times. On one hand, I thought, like, if I was going to get an eyewitness to a murder, I would want a gay. They get very focused on what a guy looks like, right? They eye him up and down in 2 seconds. They memorize the eye color, hair, neck size, chest size, waist. I am absolutely horrible at facial features, like remembering anything. I couldn't tell you what color eyes Lord Douche has. I think they're brown. Could be. I know they're not blue because he always says like people with blue eyes are somewhere down their family line. There's incest or something. I don't know. He's got like this weird theory about incest and blue color eyes. So I know they're not blue. And that kind of leaves me with like green or brown. But like people I've known my whole life, I don't know their eye color. I don't know my sister's eye color, my mom's eye color. But I know a lot of gay people who have like photographic memory when it comes to guys. And you know, for most guys who listen to the show, I'll throw it to you. Do you know, like, if you see a girl once, do you remember how big her tits are? Probably, because that's what you're looking at. Because you're a guy, right? Your eyes go right to her boobs. They may glance down the front of her pants, but just to check that she doesn't have a bulge. But mostly, I'm guessing it's focused on the tits. Oh, could you imagine if that's what a straight guy being interviewed said, like, what did the perp look like? Well, she had huge knockers, just really like stretching the fabric of the shirt. You could really see the outline of her areolas. Oh, that guy would be vilified on social media or whatever. Not this gay guy. He's being celebrated and featured here on Distorted View Daily. He's a buff, sexy murderer. Gays like their bad boys. Moving on, have you heard of the term theybies? There's been a bunch of news stories recently written about them. These are children whose parents are raising them as neither boys nor girls. They're going to let the children decide what they feel like. Let's not put labels on them. Because, kids are already under so much pressure to do fuck all, I don't know, sit there and shit themselves, I guess, really takes it out of them. I can't get behind this at all. I'm sorry. I'm a very open-minded person, but this is what we call fucktarded. It is both fuckery to an insane degree and, of course, retarded. Fucktarded. You should never let a child decide what it wants to be on its own. Half the children will say, I want to be a truck. And the other is going to be like a fish from a Disney movie. There. Those are some new genders children are going to pick out. They're dumb. They don't have the mental capacity to figure out what the hell they are. They are what we tell them they are. That's what's so great about being parents, right? The power we wield. Also, 99% of the kids out there are aligned properly with their genitals. A baby is born with a little dick. It's a boy. Pussy, girl. There are some anomalies. But again, that percentage is so small. Why disrupt, again, 90% of kids, or 99? I don't know. I mean, transgendered people make up what, like points something percent of the population? Like, tiny. This is part of the tranny experience. Figuring out you aren't what nature says you are. Instead of, like, labeling all toddlers they-bees, degendering them, why not just teach kids to be nice to one another if they, you know, if they see a kid who is different? If you see a fellow kid and he's got little flipper hands, be nice to him. If you see a little kid that looks like a boy but wants to wear dresses, be nice. Let's not confuse an entire generation of kids. You don't understand how much it hurts me to agree with Tucker Carlson. He has just such a punchable face. Anyway, he recently brought up the subject of they-bees, had an expert on to talk about it. Take a listen.
But doesn't this mean if you're going to raise a they-bee, how would you be able to change your child's diaper? Because the second you change the diaper, of course, you'd no longer be able to...
I should say that Tucker doesn't completely understand the transgendered thing. He's like, if you know, the boy's got a dick, it's a boy, you know?
Would you be able to...
I mean, a lot of people believe that. I get it. You know, it's like, I believe it because I see it. That is a boy. You know, by the whole, like, you know, mental aspect of it, I guess. But okay. That's what Tucker is hung up on.
How would you be able to change your child's diaper? Because the second you change the diaper, of course, you'd no longer be able to pretend that there was a question about whether this was a boy or a girl. You would know.
Well, it's not about pretending. The parent definitely knows the gender. It's about not necessarily labeling the baby. It's about allowing the baby to decide what gender that baby wants to be when that baby can decide, which is around 4 years old.
Oh, really? Four is the number we're landing on. That seems way too early.
So from 0 to 4, the baby will not be labeled. The labeling theory...
Like, if you're still watching Sesame Street, you should not be making these grand decisions about your body.
...will not apply from 0 to 4 years old. The baby will be a they-bee, neither a boy nor a girl. Whatever gender that baby
now, what
chooses
other
perf- to
what
be.
Other...
Now, I don't know if this woman is even real, right? I don't know where Fox News found her. Her name is Kathy, and she calls herself the liberal Sherpa, so... Take that with a grain of salt.
What other profound life decisions do we think people ought to be making at the age of 4? Are there any others?
Well, you know,
whether to get a tattoo, whether to get married, enlisting in the military, voting, drinking vodka, smoking Marlboro Reds. Is there anything else that we think 4-year-olds are ready to decide?
This isn't actually a profound life decision. I mean, biologically,
yeah.
There's nothing really going on from 0 to 4 in that area that affects a person's life. Biologically,
who is this idiot?
Would say that boys and girls...
Oh, she's the publisher of Catalina Magazine also. Again, whatever the fuck that means.
Girls, all genders are...
I mean, really, they couldn't have found a psychologist or a doctor. That would carry a little more weight behind it, you know, hearing it from them. Not the publisher of Catalina Wine Spectator or whatever. If I were a parent, God forbid, and I feel like this is good parenting advice to any of you out there who might be getting ready to spawn, don't even fucking bring it up, right? Trannies are becoming... transgender people are becoming, like, so mainstream. They're all over the television. The kids are going to know what that is. And if not, they'll ask about it. Mommy, why does Caitlyn Jenner have such big hairy hands? Well, let me tell you. Our story begins on a weedy box. See that man there? Like, then you can sort of explain, like, some people who are born men feel like they're women. And, you know, they like to wear dresses and...
Fingernail polish. I like to wear fingernail polish.
You guys know what I'm saying, right? I just feel like it's something we don't need to bother most of the children with. Because again, it's a very small percentage.
Biology, the parents who came out with this, who came out in the New York Times and started this baby awareness, this gender neutral awareness for babies, basically said, why should people be so obsessed?
Oh my God, I want a gay-bee. Well, that's not a child I'm raising to be gay. I just want to see a very effeminate gay man frothing at the mouth, afraid to drink water. Yes, I want to infect gay men with rabies, just to see what happens. you know, for science. All right, so that's the they-be phenomenon. I don't even think it's a real thing. It's not a trend we should be worried about. There's probably just like 10 hippie parents in America pulling this bullshit. It's got a catchy name, one that'll scare half the population. That's why the newspaper ran with it. It's fake news. Donald Trump is right. The media is the enemy of the people. All right, finally, before we get into the news today, what the hell is wrong with me today? I'm agreeing with Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. Someone get me one of those MAGA hats. All aboard the motherfucking Trump train. Toot toot. Trump 2020, or as Thursday Lane calls him, Trump, Donald Trunk. I looked for a new Thursday Lane video. Someone called into the voicemail line saying, what the hell happened with to him? He's been pretty quiet. Nothing good on his channel. I will keep monitoring it for you. I do have one more clip I wanted to share with you. Oh, this is great. This is a woman who has purchased some crabs, live crabs she's going to boil. A couple things before I even play the video. I've never purchased live crabs before, but apparently they put them in just a paper bag live. These live crabs, they're not even tied up or anything, right? Usually, don't they like tie the claws together so they don't snap at you? All right, so these are live crabs in a paper bag, and the woman is preparing to dump all of the crabs into a pot, but the pot appears to be pretty shallow. It's not a large pot.
Y'all know I just didn't know no better. But either way, yeah, they got their own little Corona.
She's drinking Corona. Okay, so there is a plastic bag first. So she takes the plastic bag off, but then the actual crabs are in the paper bag.
Anyway, I got the water steaming.
Turn the water off! Cut the water off!
Cut the water off!
She kind of sounds like that woman. We're getting a view of her pot.
A cup.
That's a pot, not a cup.
Let these little fellas out. And I ain't got all this. Let these little fellas out. Oh, that's about the bus. He's trying to make a getaway.
Ain't no getting away from here, buddy.
Yeah, so already there's a problem. You can sort of tell where this video's going, right? The crabs are already trying to make an escape. How do you think they're going to react when they're all like poured into this shallow bowl?
Might be doing this wrong, but I'm going to dump them on in this pan first.
Good idea.
All right, here we go. About to dump them in this pan first.
Wait. No. Get the beat, mom.
What you're hearing? Oh my God, they're very loud. It's a metal pot, that's why. So what you're hearing are about like half of the crabs actually getting into the pot. The other ones are falling out. They're overflowing or just crawling out of the pot.
Wait. No. Get the beat, mom.
These crabs know what's going on here. They're falling onto the floor, on the counter.
No! Lord, I said... No! You ain't supposed to turn it out. No! Oh, no!
Y'all stupid. They're trying to run y'all and sit there and fight each other. Because of dumb... Lord, I think... Okay.
She's grabbing her camera here. This is great. So she can show us where the crabs have gone.
Yeah, crabs are everywhere. He running behind.
All right, so she's trying to pick up the crabs. Thankfully, she was smart enough to grab a pair of tongs, right, to pick up the crabs. But they're still, like, squirming away, and they'll grab onto the tongs and not let go.
Keep running.
Have you guys seen that video of, like, a crab holding a knife? That's what this reminds me. Like, these crabs would have fought back, if at all possible.
I got part of them, though. He better give up. Ooh, that bag will stay in there, too. Y'all sit up there fighting instead of just embracing death, because you're going to get it. You're going to get it in the pot, sucker. You're going to get it in the pot.
fighting me. Oh, no, you ain't. You must be Negro. Come
on, man. Did she just call one of the crabs Negro? Like, this crab... Wait, hold on here. This crab is on the counter, like, wedged in between the microwave and the stove. Near the wall.
Yeah, sit up there fighting instead of just embracing death, because you're going to get it. You're going to get it, a pot sucker. You're going to get it, a pot. Fighting me. Oh, no, you ain't. You must be Negro.
I'm pretty sure she said Negro. The Negro crabs put up a fight.
Come on. You got time to be playing with y'all.
Oh, my God. She tries to put one of the crabs back in the pot, and, like, three more fall out.
You gotta stop.
This is amazing. I found this on Facebook. Someone must have put this on my wall, or one of my friends must have found this. I will share this with the Distorted View group.
Okay.
Distorted View page or whatever, because you need to see this. This is fascinating.
I got you. So...
Oh.
Get in there. Let it go. Let it go.
This is almost some like ASMR shit here.
Let it go.
Audio's so clear. I feel like I'm there.
Let it go. Yeah, help me out. Help me out, my fellow brother. Don't let him out.
Yeah. The crab will not let go of the tongs. Bitch is out of breath.
I got it. Now I got two more in the corner.
She said corner.
Come on. Got you. Woo, get back in there.
Their little crab hands are flailing, sticking out of the pot. Like, help me! Oh, this is so good.
Lord have mercy, you get to exercise fighting these stupid crabs. They know they're going to go, so why they fighting me for? You going to go?
I mean, I've never made crabs before, or prepared, killed crabs before. I don't know, boiled them. But don't you start the water first? Don't you boil the water first? She just put the crabs in an empty pot. And again, I would have used a much larger pot, ones that like, you know, the crabs couldn't scale. All right, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, I want to talk just for a moment about AdamandEve.com. They have been an amazing partner for years. I mean, they've been a sponsor of Distorted View Daily for so long, I can't remember a time that they weren't. They're like the Amazon of sex stuff. They've got over like 20,000 products. They're the number one adult toy superstore, although they have more than toys. They've got movies, lingerie, fuck furniture, even sexy games to play. S&M gear. They have an amazing deal for Distorted View listeners. Here's what you need to know. Go to their website, adamandeve.com. Pick out something from their vast catalog. Add it to your cart. When you check out, make sure to use coupon code FREAK. F-R-E-A-K. You'll get 50% off. I mean, think about that. Half off. Where do you ever see deals like this? Half off just about any item. Plus free shipping. They're going to throw in, I think, an adult movie. And a sex swing. You don't get that with a fucking Audible trial. Your move, Amazon. Again, they don't even charge you extra for like shipping and handling. You know, there's no hidden charges. Go there right now. Check them out. There's a section, new arrivals for him. So this is specifically for guys today. I found some new items. There's the classic XL extender pump, right? For when you want to deceive... your woman into thinking you have a larger penis. It's great for first dates. There's the Adam Male Cock and Load Penis Ring, the Elite Suck and Pump Stroker, the Commander USB Rechargeable Electric Pump, the Adam Male Sex Shooter Penis Ring. These are just, you know, some of the top new items for him. The Prostate Pleaser, the Cyberskin Ass Stroker. For you ladies, USA Cox Dual Density Dildo. Sex, please! Exclamation mark. I guess that's the brand. Sex, please! 16 double duty dong. I think it's 16 inches long. Good Christ. What the hell are you ladies doing to your pussy? The ultimate adjustable harness. I think it like pushes together your ass and lifts it up. If you've got a fat, unsavory ass, make it look presentable with the ultimate adjustable harness. Also, they have the Climax Pink Ice strap-on set. Because, you know, you need more than one. You need a set. You don't want to have, like, a lot of dildos that don't go together. You want a strap-on set. All right, so there you go. AdamandEve.com. Make sure to use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. When you do, you'll get 50% off just about any item. The sex swing. I believe a movie is involved. And free shipping on your entire order. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a German serial killer who murdered five female hitchhikers accidentally killed himself performing a strange solo sex act in his prison cell over the weekend. A genius Schiffer, dubbed the Achenstrangler, gave himself a fatal electric shock after tying a cable from a lamp around his penis and his titties. It was a traditional German Oktoberfest death.
Around the dick, and the nut, and the tits, and you turn on the electricity!
I don't know German words. German is easy to fake. You know, just screaming in that accent. See what I mean? It's super easy to sound like Hitler. Or a man electrocuting his genitals. All right, back to the story here. What happened? Well, he shocked his tits, his nipples, right, and his cock and balls. He was still tied up when guards at the prison in North Rhine-Westphalia opened his room up Monday morning. Prison spokeswoman Candida Tunkel said he removed a cable from his bedside table lamp. Then he wound it around his nipples and his penis and stuck the end in a power socket. A post-mortem established Schiffer, 62, died of heart failure as a result of an electric current flowing through his chest. Cops said they did not suspect foul play, and his lawyer claimed the murderer was not suicidal. Just a sex thing, a weird sex thing. Schiffer was sentenced to life in prison in 2008 for a string of grisly murders committed between 1983 and 1990. Authorities used DNA evidence to convict him 18 years after his final murder. He picked up his victims, one of whom was just 15. Oh, that's sick. Everything about this is sick. The murders, the way he died. Why do we have to point out the fact that he was also a pedophile? All right, is it a pedophile situation if the girl's 15? I mean, it's wrong. Don't mistake me. But when I think of pedophilia, and I think about it often, I think of like a young kid, like three to 10. You know, if you've got your big girl hair, if you've got a tuft of curlicues on your pubic mound, you're no longer a child. It's not pedophilia. You know, statutory rape. That might be more appropriate. I don't know. All right. One of his victims was 15. The girls tried to hitch rides home from nightclubs before he handcuffed them and tied them up. The monster raped three of the women and buried them in the woods. The former insurance salesman, it all makes sense now. He was an insurance salesman. He was arrested back in 2007 while stealing scrap metal. He decided to give a DNA sample voluntarily, which eventually connected him to the unsolved murders. Schiffer initially confessed before withdrawing his testimony, claiming he was sadomasochistic, and he thought of being the thought of being locked up excited him. Wow, what a freak. This just further proves he was into some kinky S&M shit. Shocking those nips. All right, second story we have for you today. A zoo in Egypt is under fire. Oh God, what did they do to the poor donkeys? A zoo in Egypt has denied painting black stripes on a donkey to make it look like a zebra after a photo of the animal appeared online. Like, Egypt is in Africa. Like, that's where zebras come from, right? It should be easy to find zebras. Seems like more work to paint the fucking donkey. Like, you know, the donkey's not going to want to sit still for the painting. All right. sorry. I don't know. It just struck me as funny. If you want to see what this painted zebra looks like, the paint is smearing on its face. Check out distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Student Mahmoud Sarhan put the images on Facebook after visiting Cairo's International Gardens Municipal Park. Aside from its small size, yeah, zebras are bigger than donkeys. None of this makes sense. And pointy ears, there was also black smudges on his face. The picture quickly went viral with zebra experts weighing in. Were they paint experts or zebra experts? We contacted Sherwin Williams. All right. Experts weighed in on the species of the animal. A vet contacted by local news group extranews.tv, sounds legit, said that a zebra's snout is black, while its stripes are more consistent and parallel. Mr. Sarhan said that the enclosure contained two animals and both had been painted. When contacted by a local radio station, zoo director Mohammed Sultan insists that the animal was not a fake. It's not the first time a zoo has been accused of trying to fool its audience. Unable to find a way around the Israeli blockade, a zoo in Gaza painted two donkeys to look like zebras in 2009. So this is not an unprecedented act. Another Gaza zoo put stuffed animals on display in 20... Like, how dumb do you think the visitors are? They're painting it into a zoo? You know, they want to look at the animals. They want to see them move, at least. Another Gaza zoo. I would put, like, the a remote control car underneath the animals and then drive the car around. Look at the monkey go! Another Gaza zoo put stuffed animals on display in 2012 because of shortages of animals. Like, you've got one job to do, zoo. Just acquire animals. Keep animals in cages. In 2013, a Chinese zoo tried to pass off a Tibetan Mastiff dog as an African lion. Oh, I think I remember that picture. I remember seeing that. In 2017, a zoo in the Guangxi province disappointed visitors by exhibiting blow-up plastic penguins. Weeks later, another Guangxi zoo... I just said that. I pronounced that different than the first time I said it. Guangxi zoo drew condemnation for displaying plastic butterflies. Cares about butterflies? You don't go to a zoo to see butterflies. That's not even an animal. That's like an insect. I'd give the zoo a pass on that one. I'd be like, it's just decorations. They're not supposed to be real butterflies. Who goes to the zoo to see butterflies? It's retarded. All right. One more quick news story and then we'll call it a day. Well, it has happened again in Australia, a country and continent that has banned guns, mind you. That has nothing to do with this story, and I don't think it would help, but you know, I have to point it out. All right, we don't have this problem here in the United States, and we got a lot of guns, just saying. We blame guns on everything here in the United States. I'm going to show them a little love today. Another serial shit jogger is on the loose in Australia. Yeah, some guy just dropping turds on people's doorsteps, I guess. Another serial poo jogger is on the loose in Australia. And the owner of a wine shop where she's been spotted regularly shitting herself is determined to track her down. Horrified staff at Porter's Liquor in Sydney had to clean up a large deposit left by the woman who squatted down during her morning run. How hard is it to take a crap in the morning? That's what a morning dump is for. It's very satisfying. It gets the day started off right. It's the first thing everyone should be doing in the morning, evacuating their bladder and bowels. Now, my theory is that this woman jogs in the morning and is like, well, I'm going to take a shower anyway when I get home, so I'll just, shit after my run. But then she can't hold it. It's not a great theory because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Just shit in your house when you wake up, wipe, then run, then come home and shower. She really wants to get that morning jog in first, but it's like, now you're running with a shitty asshole. That makes sense. Disgusted store owner Jim Swilk said it's the second time his car park has been used in such a way, and he's released closed-circuit television of her latest dump and dash in a bid to stop her from returning. Jim is now appealing for the phantom pooper to seek appropriate assistance and hopes releasing the footage will act as a deterrent. I have the footage here. You clearly see her shitting. There's no great audio, though, so I'm not going to play it. The 61-year-old described the situation as awful. Around 10 days ago, we came across a rather large deposit at the rear of the shop. I put it down to a bad experience, and I thought someone had let their dogs do it. I thought it must have been a large dog, a Mastiff, or Great Dane, if you will, that wasn't feeling very well. On Tuesday morning, I had an appointment to attend to, and I left the shop. I was met with yet another large deposit. Because we were unsure of why this kept happening and who was allowing it, we decided to check the television footage to see what was going on. You can imagine our shock and dismay to discover what we now have seen. The Sydney runner's appearance comes a month after a first notorious poo jocker was outed elsewhere in Australia. I think we read about that. Andrew Douglas McIntosh, 64, was finally unmasked last month in June as a high-flying executive who had been terrorizing a neighborhood for more than a year. McIntosh was known to take a dump on a privately owned footpath located on Logan Road in Greenslopes up to three times a week during his morning run. I don't know what's going on. I guess when you're running, you know, it loosens up all that shit that may be stuck to your intestinal walls or something. You know, it gets the poop flowing through your body. His daily defecation came at a cost. McIntosh received a public nuisance charge that was dropped after he agreed to pay about $378 in fines. He also resigned from both of his roles at a retirement village and the city council board where he was an advisor. There you go. Don't shit and run, freaks. A lot of establishments have toilets you can use. And if you do have to shit in the grass, bury it. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We've got a special one just for patrons, though. Pledge a few dollars over there, patreon.com/distortedview, and you'll get access to that, and I will play your calls first. I'm usually like a month behind on these damn voicemails, you know that. Otherwise, to contact me, show@distortedview.com, send along links to funny news stories, audio you want me to feature, stuff like that. And of course, I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. First up, I have got a call from one of our patrons. So let's see what
Timmy Boo.
He has to say.
It's pronounced... All right. Hold on. Let me redo this. So, you're probably never going to get the pronunciation. It's not Haverhill, Matthew?
Haver. It's Haverhill.
It's Haverhill.
Oh, what? Haverhill?
It's Haverhill.
Haverhill? Haverhill? H-A-V-E-R? H-I-L-L is Haverhill? I think you're wrong.
It's Haverhill. Figure that one out. Yeah, it's Haverhill, Massachusetts.
God, I hate our language. I mean, you're not giving me any ability to succeed. You know what I mean?
Haverhill.
Help me out here. I need, you know, I need you to work with me.
But you didn't really know. And it's Matt, so a lot of their pronunciations are fucked.
So. I guess so. Well, I don't even know what news story I mentioned Haverhill. I regret the mistake, the error. You know, I'm a newsman. I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to get those things right. All right. Next up here.
Hello, Hansanovich. This is Vladimir Putin. Good day.
Hi.
So, my friend, I have been working on my Michael Buffer impression. How does this sound? Let's get ready to rumble.
Keep working on that.
Not bad, right? Not a bad one.
Not good either.
A quick advertisement for Distorted View's very own Discord channel.
Yeah, I talk about it and plug it pretty often. For those of you that don't know what Discord is, it's basically a big chat room. And then there are, like, channels inside the room. So there's, like, you know, it's broken down into, like, there's a section to discuss news stories or post links to news stories. There's, like, a main chat where you can, you know, hang out with other freaks. A not safe for work section where you can post all your disgusting videos. Lots of porn in there. There's one, a channel or chat room called Anus Check. And that's, I think, for people to talk about their bowel movements or just to show pictures of their assholes. There's a lot going on there. There's also, like, voice chat rooms, so you can actually talk instead of typing to freaks. So it's kind of cool. Check it out. There's a link on distortedview.com. I believe you can just use, like, your web browser to get into the chat, but there's also dedicated apps for like iOS and Android and even Mac and Windows.
Advertisement for Distorted View's very own Discord channel. There is invitation somewhere on Tim's. Where the hell can they find that, Tim?
It's right at there on the main website, Distorted View. There's a navigation bar, right? The main menu bar. There's like it says Discord. You click on it.
Anyway, freaks, it is much like in Star Wars, the Mos Eisley Cantina, gathering place of freaks and misfits from around the galaxy. You will be just
Love Lady Cat Lady is always there. She was the rape victim. So if you have any rape related questions, she's your go-to.
Fine, as long as you do not take self seriously. You may have to deal with Raiment of Ass Rain trying to rip arms off. You may have to deal with Scumhook.
Scumhook's in there.
Gun on
yeah.
For debts you may have with Jabba.
I am not in the Discord nearly as much as I should be. I go in there and I see what you guys have been posting, see if there's any good content for the show. You'll notice that I don't feature a lot of Discord content, which should indicate the quality of your posts. Up your game, freaks.
You know what I'm saying.
Occasionally I feature stuff.
Anyway, very good place. There is a. We get after each other, but there is much affection buried underneath that.
Yeah, it's a great way to meet and chat with other freaks. I agree.
Juku, Tim, that's from Buffalo. Hey, you know, I've sat through so many tests of patience, and I know I shouldn't say this because it'll ensure that it'll never happen. But I loved Rainbow Blood and a few other tests of patience you've done, but there's nothing I would like to hear more than just sick Timmy Boo singing What's Going On for 35 minutes straight. One of my favorite pastimes is just to drive around with my windows all the way down and Distorted View all the way up.
Nice.
And I would just love to watch people.
I'll make sure to start saying the N-word more often and louder.
I'm in terror.
So everyone can hear it coming out of your car.
To sick Timmy Boo singing What's Going On just all around my neighborhood.
All right. Maybe this weekend I'll do that. It's a little
also,
treat.
I got a glimpse into.
It's supposed to be beautiful this weekend, right? You could be driving around listening to me
future,
sing.
Future, listening to Timmy Boo with a sick voice. Yeah. I now know what you're going to sound like in about 40 years.
Oh,
you're going to be a miserable old man.
That's the absolute worst. When, like, I'm sick, right? And so I take a day off recovering, but then I have just the worst voice in the world. So I'm like, should I do a show? And sound like that? Does anyone really want to hear me sound like that? Or should I take another day off? You know, I feel like I should at least try to do the show. Talk about a test of patience, man. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in. Oh, God.
Wait. No. Get the beat, mo.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show is Sideshow exclusive. It's a great time to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak today and support this nonsense. Otherwise, I will be back this weekend. Yes, doing a weekend show for everyone. Be on the lookout for that. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Like, that's not what you normally do with a penis.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh.
That's not where you normally put it.
Oh.
And so I have a few concerns about that.
Oh, yeah. What else? What,
well, on the testicles, you know, that's not where they go, dear.
Oh, I just always, well, I didn't want anybody to feel abandoned, kind of include.